Now, studying this guy for a while, several things have become apparent. He was always a dedicated professional musician. He was all business and yet eager for the late night, early morning jam session. He was resourceful, enterprising, cultured and intelligent, sober and yet pleasant to be around. A complete gentleman. During possibly the end of 35, but certainly during 1936 and 37, Goody was working in the large swing orchestra of Willie Lewis. Lewis was a singer, clarinet, and alto player, but his real talent was successfully running the only all-African-American swing orchestra in Europe. During the early 30s, Lewis had gradually built up his popularity, and after recruiting several good musicians directly from America, he relaunched at a swank, high-society venue in Paris, Chez Florence, with a Saturday night radio broadcast heard across the continent. Until 1940, Willie Lewis and his entertainers was the most formidable and successful swing ensemble in Europe. Frank Goody played tenor sax and some clarinet on about half their two dozen records. A good solid swing band, it had several notable soloists, outstanding piano man Herman Chittison, who had recently toured the continent with Louis Armstrong, and a very good but little-known alto saxophonist, George Johnson. Written by their arranger, Swingin' for a Swiss Miss featured several of the band's other fine soloists, including trumpet players Bill Coleman and Jack Butler, and Frank Goody on tenor sax.